Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42371 through 42427 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's lease sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, so we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tract 42371. We did receive one bid on tract 42372, advertised as 1,737.71 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $347,542. $347,542, or a per-acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $173,771. $173,771. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 42373 or 42374. We did receive one bid on track 42375, advertised as 1,408.09 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $316,820.25. $316,820.25. Or a per-acre value of $225. Annual rentals are $158,410.13. $158,410.13. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 42376 or 42377. We did receive one bid on track 42378. Advertised as 1,286.13 acres. And the bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $192,919.50. $192,919.50, or a per-acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $96,459.75. $96,459.75. Royalties are 21%. Do we have anyone in the audience representing Scheffler? We received two bids on track 42379, advertised as 1,497.84 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 407.79 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $106,840.98. $106,840.98. Or a per acre value of $262. Annual rentals are $53,420.49. $53,420.49. Royalties are 21.5%. The second bid on track 42379 is for the entire track. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $224,676. $224,676. Or a per acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $112,338. $112,338. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 42380 or 42381. We did receive one bid on track 42382. Advertised as 724.51 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $217,533. $217,353. Or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $108,676.50. $108,676.50. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42383, advertised as 274.2 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $82,260. $82,260, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $41,130. $41,130. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42384. Advertised as 843.57 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. Scheffler Energy Group, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $168,714. $168,714. Or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $84,357. $84,357. Royalties are 21%. We received two bids on track 42385, advertised as 2,490 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 237.623 acres. The bidder is Delta Land and Title, LLC. Delta Land and Title, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $130,692.65. $130,692.65, or a per-acre value of $550. Annual rentals are $65,346.33. $65,346.33. Royalties are 22%. The second bid on track 42385 is for the entire track. The bidder is Southern Tile and Abstract Company, Inc. Southern Tile and Abstract Company, Inc. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $687,240. $687,240, or a per-acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $343,620. $343,620. Royalties are 22%. We received three bids on track 42386, advertised as 1,984.61 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Southern Tile and Abstract Company, Inc. Southern Tile and Abstract Company, Inc. That's a correction on track 42385 as well as 42386. The bidder is Southern Title and Abstract Company, Inc. Thank you. Southern Title and Abstract Company, Inc. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $547,752.36. $547,752.36. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $273,876.18. $273,876.18. Royalties are 22%. The second bid on track 42386 is for a portion containing 1,057.123 acres. The bidder is Delta Land and Title, LLC. Delta Land and Title, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $581,417.65. $581,417.65. Or a per-acre value of $550. Annual rentals are $290,708.83. $290,708.83. $708.83. Royalties are 22%. The third bid on track 42386 is for a portion containing 144.101 acres. The bidder is Delta Land and Title, LLC. Delta Land and Title, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $79,255.55. $79,255.55, or a per acre value of $550. Annual rentals are $39,627.78. $39,627.78. Royalties are 22%. We received two bids on track 42387, advertised as 1,325.57 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 551.057 acres. The bidder is Delta Land and Title, LLC. Delta Land and Title, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $303,081.35. $303,081.35, or a per acre value of $550. Annual rentals are $151,540.68. $151,540.68. Royalties are 22%. The second bid on track 42387 is for the entire track. The bidder is Southern Title and Abstract Company, Inc. Southern Title and Abstract Company, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $365,857.32. $365,857.32. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $182,928.66. $182,928.66. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42388, advertised as 58 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,450. $1,450. Or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $725. $725. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 42389, 42390, or 42391. It is. Okay, we did receive one bid on track 42391, advertised as 600 acres. Do we have one on this one too?
Yeah.
Okay. The bid for 42391 is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,000. $15,000, or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $7,500. $7,500. Royalties are 20%. This is 9-2. Mm-hmm. We received one bid on track 42392, advertised as 820 acres. It is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,500. $20,500, or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $10,250. $10,250. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42393, advertised as 428 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,700. $10,700, or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $5,350. $5,350. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42394, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,000. $5,000, or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $2,500. $2,500. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42395, advertised as 68 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,700. $1,700, or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $850. $850. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42396, advertised as 58 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,250. $7,250, or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $6,625. $3,625. Annual rentals are $3,625. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on tract 42397, advertised as 49 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,675. $3,675. Or a per acre value of $75. Annual rentals are $1,837.50. $1,837.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on tract 42398, advertised as 53 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,625. $6,625. Or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $3,312.50. $3,312.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on tract 42399, advertised as 298 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,450. $7,450. Or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $3,725. $3,725. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42400. Advertised as 24 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,000. $3,000. Or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $1,500. $1,500. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on tract 42401, advertised as 80 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,000. $2,000. Or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $1,000. $1,000. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42402, advertised as 62 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,750. $7,750, or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $3,875. $3,875. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42403, advertised as 47 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,875. $5,875, or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $2,937.50. $2,937.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42404, advertised as 32 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,000. $4,000. Or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $2,000. $2,000. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42405, advertised as 109 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,625. $13,625. Or a per acre value of $125. Annual rentals are $6,812.50. $6,812.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42406, advertised as 68 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,700. $1,700. Or a per acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $850. $850. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 42407. We did receive two bids on track 42408, advertised as 10 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is MRC. MRC Energy Company. MRC Energy Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $63,140. $63,140. Or a per acre value of $6,314. Annual rentals are $31,570. $31,570. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42408 is for the entire track. The bidder is Exco Operating Company LP. Exco Operating Company LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,000. $25,000. Or a per acre value of $2,500. Annual rentals are $12,500. $12,500. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 42409, advertised as 10 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is MRC Energy Company. MRC Energy Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $41,100. $41,100. Or a per acre value of $4,110. Annual rentals are $20,550. $20,550. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42409 is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $35,670. $35,670. Or a per acre value of $3,567. Annual rentals are $17,835. $17,835. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42410 or 42411. We did receive two bids on track 42412, advertised as 1 acre. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Bellard and Company, Inc. Bellard and Company, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $253. $253. Or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $126.50. $126.50. Royalties are 25.5%. The second bid on track 42412 is for the entire track. The bidder is Arsenault Land Services, Inc. Arsenault Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $303. $303. Or a per acre value of $303. Annual rentals are $151.50. $151.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42413, advertised as 90 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Bellard and Company, Inc. Bellard and Company, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,770. $22,770, or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $11,385. $11,385. Royalties are 25.5%. The second bid on track 42413 is for the entire track. The bidder is Arsenault Land Services, Inc. Arsenault Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $27,270. $27,270, or a per acre value of $303. Annual rentals are $13,635. $13,635. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42414, advertised as 10 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Bellard and Company, Inc. Bellard and Company, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,530. $2,530. Or a per acre value of $253. Annual rentals are $1,265. $1,265. Royalties are 25.5%. The second bid on track 42414 is for the entire track. The bidder is Arsenault Land Services, Inc. Arsenault Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,030. $3,030. Or a per acre value of $303. Annual rentals are $1,515. $1,515. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42415. We did receive one bid on track 42416, advertised as 2,212 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 568 acres. The bidder is West Grove Energy Holdings, LLC. West Grove Energy Holdings, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $128,936. $128,936, or a per acre value of $227. Annual rentals are $64,468. $64,468. Royalties are 21%. Noted in the additional consideration area, 10% fee equals $12,893.60. $20 per acre equals $11,360. We did not receive any bids on track 42417. We did receive one bid on track 42418, advertised as 321 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $153,117. $153,117, or a per acre value of $477. Annual rentals are $76,558.50. $76,558.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42419, advertised as 138 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $65,826. $65,826. Or a per acre value of $477. Annual rentals are $32,913. $32,913. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42420. We did receive one bid on track 42421, advertised as 435 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,875. $10,875, or a per-acre value of $25. Annual rentals are $5,437.50. $5,437.50. Royalties of 20%. We received one bid on track 42422, advertised as 1,803.56 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Blue Energy Limited. Blue Energy Limited. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $591,152.86. $591,152.86, or a per-acre value of $327.77. Annual rentals are $295,576.43. $295,576.43. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42423, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,250. $3,250, or a per acre value of $325. Annual rentals are $1,625. $1,625. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42424, advertised as 36.3121 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Silo Oil Corporation. Silso Oil Corporation. Silso Oil Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,078.03. $9,078.03, or a per-acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $9,078.03. $9,078.03. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42425, advertised as 0.2734. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $130.41. $130.41. Or a per acre value of $477. Annual rentals are $65.21. $65.21. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42426, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,200. $6,200, or a per-acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $3,100. $3,100. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 42427, advertised as 160 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,800. $24,800, or a per-acre value of $155. Annual rentals are $12,400. $12,400. Royalties are 20%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Roll call. Mr. Angel. Mr. Barker, thank you. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Ingram? Mr. Martin? Mr. Sanders? Mrs. Smith? Mr. Graves?
Klein for Graves.
Mr. Klein. Thank you. Mr. Talbert, would you please present the agenda?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chairman Smith and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,869 active leases covering nearly 842,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 160 leases covering 72,000 acres. Of the 160, we have three leases to discuss in more detail. Our first lease being State Lease 328 at Bay Baptiste Field. Hillcorp Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on November 19, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer action on this lease until December 14, 2011, today. By letter dated September 19, 2011, Hillcorp submitted the documents supporting that the partial release has been recorded and executed. Also, on November 2, 2011, we received an email from Hillcorp Energy that in lieu of establishing production on this lease portion, they would release additional acreage. It was also stated that the new management team assigned to the field wishes to postpone any new drills or recompletions on this lease until a new field study is performed. Therefore, the staff recommends that Hillcorp Energy provide a status update on their efforts to prepare and execute the release of additional acreage on this lease by March 14, 2012, and by June 13, 2012, Hillcorp submit a status update on the new field study. Are there any questions? Our next field is Lake Raxcey Field. We have three leases, State Lease 1450, 1451, and 1480. ExxonMobil Corporation is the lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on May 12, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report and to grant ExxonMobil until November 9, 2011 to report on the status of these leases. By letter dated November 9, 2011, ExxonMobil reported that they continue to work with OMR to complete the release of some 1,342 state acres. It was also reported that Hillcorp Energy and ExxonMobil continue to work together to finalize the terms of a farm-out agreement. Therefore, the staff recommends accepting ExxonMobil's report and to grant ExxonMobil until March 14, 2012 to report on the finalization of the farm-out agreement. Are there any questions? And lastly, State Lease 173 at Cat Opine Island. Gemini Exploration and Rockwell Petroleum are our operator and lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on June 9, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Rockwell Petroleum report on their future plans in the Annona Chalk. By November 9, 2011, that Gemini Exploration continue their P&A efforts in accordance with the approved P&A plan. By letter dated October 17, Rockwell Petroleum reported on the performance of the State Lease 173 number 2 well, which is in a horizontal completion in the Annona Chalk. The report stated that Rockwell is making progress to maintain the well's production on a continuous basis. And should the performance of the well improve, that they are anticipating drilling the next well in the first quarter of 2012. Also, a check on production reported in Sunrise from June to September. This well totaled 2,200 barrels of oil and 4,000 MCF of gas. By letter dated September 2011, Jim and I reported that the water level conditions of Caddo Lake have prevented the movement of barges necessary to conduct P&A operations. Therefore, Jim and I's annual four-well P&A obligation has been postponed. However, the lake's low water level has offered Jim and I the opportunity to make improvements on their operations dock. The staff recommends by April 11, 2012, that Rockwell Petroleum report on the drilling of the next well in the Anona Chalk, and that Jim and I Exploration provide an update on the conditions of Caddo Lake that would allow for the return of P&A operations. And that completes my lease review. Are there any questions?
Okay. Chairman Smith, ladies and gentlemen of the board, good morning. Item three on this matter is just a report from the staff of a delegated authority concerning making a shut-in payment on a horizontal well in the absence of a well test. The staff qualified the HARASUGG Dupree 24H well number one in Gahagan, I don't know how to pronounce that field. This is for Matador Resources. Under this authority, you granted us the permission to qualify the well and allow them to make one shut-in payment while they established a pipeline. Under the force majeure report, we have two brand new matters that are brought up this week. The first being from WLE Inc. This is State Lease 12608. They have a problem out in the basin along Crocodile Bayou where the water level was too low, and the barge that barges the oil out of there can't get to the facility, so they've been shut in since September. And I called them the other day, and they're still hoping that the water will eventually rise up enough that a barge will be be able to get out to the facility. Second matter on this is State Lease 9930 for Bay Gas LLC. This has the opposite problem. They're located along the Mississippi River, and there are two in the bend they're at. There are actually two levees. There's the main protection levee, which is they're outside the main protection levee. There's a secondary levee that runs along the edge of the river. There are a couple cuts in that levee, and when the water rises to a certain point, it fills in that little peninsula right in there. Well, the water came in there, and it's gotten across their road to where their rig would have been, so we suspended the 90-day provisions on this. There was no way to make a rental, so right now we're watching for the water level to come down. The last report I had was that the water is supposed to crest sometime around the 15th, so we'll wait and see and get another update on that. The third matter on this, we have a force majeure request from Apache. I got news the other day that they were able to get in there, finally get their rig on location, the well spud in time prior to the end of the primary term, so they don't need this anymore, so we can remove this from the list. The fourth matter is a request for another extension for IG Petroleum to the March 14, 2012 board meeting to reestablish production or complete pipeline negotiations. They're having two problems. One is they're trying to work the problem from both angles. One, they're trying to get a gas source at the well. They think they can work over well and get the gas source. The problem is when they worked it over, they went into it, they discovered that it had oil all the way in the tree, which is the opposite problem they needed. So now they're trying to see if they can get that on production. On the other end of it, though, they've got no place for the gas to go because the pipeline still has leaks in it, and pipeline companies are going back and forth. There's a negotiation between two pipeline companies for ownership of the line and a lot of discussion. So they're having a lot of problems still. And other than that, I have no other things new to report to the board.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the board, questions or comments? Any public comments at this time? I need a motion and a second.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendations.
Recommendations by the staff. I have a motion from Mr. Arno, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Mrs. Smith with the motion, second from Mr. Arnold. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
To call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fontenot. Good
morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 57 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish for where the properties are located for today's lease sale. 63 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 8, 2012 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 2012 lease sale.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. See the motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Committee's closed. Thank you.
Let me take roll by audit committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Hoffer? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from JGC Energy Development for a penalty in the amount of $288,256.68, which was billed on a late payment of royalty. On October 31st, JGC paid the state a total of $1,591,911.16 in late royalty for disposition dates of April 2009 through August 2011. The payment was not related to a field audit. In May 2010, JGC began suspending royalty payments attributable to 16th section lands with the intention of ultimately transmitting those royalties directly to the Jefferson and Lafourche Parish School Boards. JGC misunderstood its right to suspend and originally failed to obtain approval from the board. After receiving further clarification from staff, JGC was granted approval at the May 11, 2011 board meeting to escrow royalties attributed to the 16 section lands. Staff has subsequently learned that JGC still neglected to deposit the suspended royalty into an interest-bearing account, rather maintained the suspension on internal accounting records. JGC currently remits relevant 16 section royalties to OMR for distribution to the affected parish school boards. JGC was billed and paid $61,890.49 in interest. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver because royalty was outstanding for less than 3 years. The amount of the reduction would be $216,192.51, with a balance of $72,064.17 owed the state. We do have representatives from JGC here that wish to address the board.
Good morning. My name is John Park. I represent JGC. I think you all have a copy of the letter that I sent to Rachel. As she said, this matter concerned the allocation of Section 16 royalties to Jefferson and Lafourche parishes. My client sought recoupment in early 2010 to assure that those payments were going to the parishes. They had been paid to OMR. He wanted to make sure they were going to the parishes. We were informed that we needed to get the survey finally approved. As that was happening in June of 2010, another issue arose within OMR concerning the location of the Section 16 boundary itself. And that shifted the boundary between Section 16 and Section 17 over significantly, which would have affected a great deal of acreage, not only in this unit, but in other existing producing units in the Little Lake field. So as a result, JGC had to reinstitute a survey analysis and get more historical data and come up with a case to prove why the Section 16 was located where it was in this unit. And we made the presentation to OMR, to State Lands, to the Attorney General's office, and they concurred, and they withdrew their objection to that they had originally raised. In the meantime, at the outset, JGC had suspended the payment of these Section 16 royalties, these parish royalties, temporarily during the recoupment process. They maintained that during the survey issue, and they did so, I think, with a misunderstanding and miscommunication with OMR personnel. When we were informed, when the client was informed that he could suspend, but he'd be subject to interest and penalties, I believe, and I'm fairly certain, that the OMR personnel that communicated that directly to the client did so with the understanding that Mineral Board approval would be made. My client, unfamiliar with Mineral Board activities, took that as direct approval from the Mineral Board and thought that he could suspend over that period of time. It's true that after the May 2011 board approval, that JGC did not escrow it into a separate account. It was segregated within their operating account. It was earning some interest, small interest, but it wasn't in a separate bank account per se. So that's another misunderstanding. And my point in being here today is just to represent that the client had always intended to do the right thing and get the royalties to the right parties, and that's how this occurred, that they sought to get the money to the parishes, and now it's going to the parishes. Yeah, so it's all going to work out. You know, and the recoupment request was withdrawn, and so here we are.
I have one question for the staff or Mr. Walker. Was this the first time JGC had to deal with Section 16?
Yes.
Is this company new to the state?
It's a fairly new company, yes. It's been here a couple of years. I mean, this is one of the first projects they had in the state.
And this is also the first audit issue? Any other comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the public? Do I have a motion? I would be happy to accept the motion for 100% waiver of penalty. Staff raise from 75%? We have a motion for staff's recommendation of 75% penalty waiver. Is there a second? I'll put the motion down for lack of a second. Any other motions? There is a motion for a 100% penalty waiver.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Cordero. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Any from the public? Is there all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? None opposed. The motion carries 100% penalty waiver. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for December 2011 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Rachel. To be no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
We'll now call the Legal and Title Controversy Committee to order. Mr. Bob Harper?
Here.
I'm here. Mr. Tom Sarnold? Mr. Emil Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Daryl Smith? Ms. Helen Smith? Mr. Chip Klein for Gary Graves. All right, we have a quorum. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hey.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We have a pretty large agenda today. The first six items are all going to be docket items, so we can move through those pretty quickly.
Okay.
First one is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the state and Walter Oil and Gas. The operating agreement was previously approved in principle at a prior board meeting. It affects former state lease 20349 and 20350 in Cameron Parish. The operating agreement has been negotiated, perfected, executed, and advertised, and it's on the docket as item 1143. Staff does recommend final approval.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Items number two through four.
Right.
All requests for final approval to add the force majeure language and the other four required paragraphs to lease amendments, and these are all requests from Apache Corporation. Item number two affects State Lease 988, and it's on the docket as 1145. Item number three, same thing, approval to add force majeure language and the other four paragraphs to State Lease 3401. And that's on the docket as 1146. Item number four affects state leases 3771 and 3773, and it's on the docket as item 1147. So if you guys want to look at those individually, we'll do item number two first. Staff does recommend approval of this docket item.
Right. Do we have a motion to just approve items two, three, and four all together? That's the same company, Apache, with the mentioned lease numbers and docket item numbers. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? Any further discussion or questions by the board? If not, all in favor of approving the staff's recommendations? Aye. All opposed? That motion carries. Item five.
Thank you. Item number five is final request for final approval of a unit agreement. This is to add acreage from a well that produced outside of the unit, and it affects several state lease numbers. It's 18423, 18521, 18524, 19031, 19190, 19292, and 20473. And it is on the docket as number 1149. This was already approved in principle.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation? Move by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. Item number six is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the state and Hillcorp Energy 1 LP. The operating agreement was previously approved in principle at a prior board meeting, and it affects former state lease 18408 in Terrebonne Parish. It's on the docket as number 1151, and staff does recommend final approval.
Okay, do we have a motion for recommendation of the staff? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any discussions or questions by the board? If not, all in favor of approval of the staff's recommendations? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 7.
Thank you. Item number 7 is a request from Saratoga Resources Incorporated to extend the primary term by, for sure, an additional year, perhaps an additional 2 years, and the reason why is because they have an ultra-deep play that they're trying to explore. What we'd like to do is give them the first year in exchange for a full bonus and a 0.5% increase in royalty with an option to add a second year if it becomes necessary in return for a full bonus, no further increase in royalty. Staff believes this is in the best interest of the state, and we do recommend granting it.
Any questions or discussions? I have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve the staff's recommendation.
In principle.
Do you have a second?
In principle.
In principle.
Subject to the drafting and advertising of the final document.
That's what you said. I have a second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 8.
Item 8 is a request from Apache Corporation for an operating agreement, and this is affecting the Wrigley's field. What happened here was Apache was authorized to make shut-in payments, and they inadvertently missed one of the payments, or maybe it was made late. I think it was made late. And they subsequently lost the lease. So they're now asking for the authority to negotiate an operating agreement with us and to remove the acreage from Commerce for a period if not more than 90 days or until the March 2012 board meeting, whichever is later. And staff does recommend granting this request.
Right. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept the staff's recommendation. Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. Item 9.
Item number 9 is a request from PetroQuest Energy, LLC, to escrow royalties on State Lease 20181, where a title dispute has been identified between the state and private landowners. We do recommend granting this request for a period of 90 days or until a concursus petition is filed, whichever occurs first. And this is going to be subject to the normal escrow requirements that are set forth by the Office of Mineral Resources.
All right. We have a motion to accept staff's recommendation by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Klein. Any public comment? Any questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Item number 10 is a request from Expert Oil and Gas, LLC, for an operating agreement in Iberville Parish. This is affecting state lease, well, now former state lease 19896, which expired on December 10th, 2011. What happened here was there was a well blowout. The well was located in fairly close proximity to Interstate 10. So when the well blew out, conservation then required them to move the well. They had to get it re-permitted and move it further from I-10, which caused this big domino effect. They lost their financing. They have now gotten the well re-permitted.
In the process of
getting it re-permitted, and they have reestablished their financing. So they're asking for an operating agreement for, it's only approximately 1 to 2 acres that affects that state lease in that unit.
This was the well in Iberville?
Yes. I think it was somewhere near Grove State, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation? A motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 11.
Thank you. Item number 11 is a request from LLOG Exploration Company, LLC, to escrow royalties, and I believe this is on State Lease 19639, located in Vermilion Parish. There's been a title dispute identified between the state and private landowners. So staff is recommending granting LLOG's request to escrow these funds for 90 days or until a concursus petition is filed, whichever comes first, subject to the normal escrow requirements set by OMR.
All right. We have a motion for approval of the staff's recommendations by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second by Mr. Smith? Any public comments? Any further discussion or questions by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 13.
Thank you. Item 12.
12. Okay.
Item 12 is a request by staff for some minor changes to the Louisiana Running Water Cooperative Endeavor Agreement. The changes are strictly grammatical. I don't think it's anything substantive, but we do have some representatives here that are willing to answer questions if you guys have any. Otherwise, it's just strictly a request to make some grammatical changes.
Right. There are a couple of changes that were made in response to public comments as well, but they're not major. So, but we do have somebody here to explain if there are any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Discussion? Does anyone want to entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendation?
What are the changes? They are insignificant. Has been made clear, but just an example of.
Hi, Jim Devitt. There's been capitalization changes of some defined terms in the agreement. Some terms that we took out that we thought were a little bit vague, and then another one that we thought created an internal inconsistency within the agreement, those sort of things.
And all the departments are okay with all changes, correct?
Yes, staff recommends accepting the changes. We have other public comments that we're considering as well. The last time we changed this agreement was July of this year, and we've received public comments during that time, and this is a response to some of those comments.
All right.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Has the board been provided with a markup copy of the changes?
I believe so.
That's what is back here, isn't it?
Right.
That's highlighted?
Yeah, you should
That's
see.
Correct. Y'all ought to have a copy of it.
Changes are
in your
blue
packet.
And red.
Yeah.
And the changes should be in color.
All right. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold for approval of the staff's recommendations. Do you have a second? Mr. Cordero, seconds? Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 13.
Right. Item number 13 is a request from Mac Moran to extend their requirement to plug an abandoned well. What happened was Mac Moran had a lease that expired on December 23rd of 2010, so it's been almost a year, and there is a requirement in their lease that they P&A the well after it's not being used anymore, but within the first year. So they would have to plug this well by December 23rd of this year. They're asking for an extension to P&A that well until June 30th of 2012. And given the fact that we don't receive these requests very often, and we're very pleased that they are willing to plug and abandon the well, staff does recommend granting the request.
Two additional comments. One, in their request, they stated this was a well that they inherited, that they didn't drill, and that's one of the reasons they needed additional time. And secondly, the request was reviewed by the Commissioner of Conservation, and he expressed officially no objection to the request.
All right. Where is this well? Where is this well?
Where is the well? It is
Just
State Lease 14561, which is... let's see. If you give me a second, I can find it. Mr. Hedgeworth's tab. Plaquemines Parish is in Brenton Sound.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to approve the staff's recommendation by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Any public comment? Any further questions or discussion by the board? If not, all in favor? Aye. All opposed? That motion carries. And I understand item 14, 15, and 16 will be handled in executive session?
That's correct.
Paul, I got just one question back on number 10, if I could. The incident on I-10, is there now a minimum distance that wells have to be?
That's one of the reasons why they had to repermit the well. Their first permit was close enough to the interstate that it would be within this distance prohibited by the blowout, by the commissioner after the blowout. So they had to find a new location, which cost more, by the way, because they had to build a new pad. Plus, they had to get a new permit. They're waiting for the Corps of Engineers to comment on the permit that they had originally given them, whether it's still good or not.
What is the minimum distance?
I think it's 1,000 feet now.
Right.
And that's for all highways or just interstates?
It would probably be from any main thoroughfare such as I-10. I don't think it's going to be limited to I-10.
I think we have the conservation order in here. Maybe not. I thought we did. Yeah, we did. No, this doesn't say. But Bill Strang is here. He may know.
Yeah, this thing turned out to be a, pardon my voice, some kind of frog going around town to pick it up. But this is a catalog of follies. Expert was ready to re-enter. It was two brightest wells. And they were not the one that blew out, but the other one, they wanted to go in and re-enter that well from the same pad, which would have been very economical. In the meantime, the other brightest well blew out and came close to melting the bridge over the Chaffline Basin. And the Lafayette office approved Expert's permit to re-enter this other well, but by the time it got to Baton Rouge, the commissioner decided to change the rule that you had to be 600 feet from the interstate to 1,000 feet. So they had to start all over. They had to build a new pad. And it cost them about $300,000. And they lost some of their investors, and since that time, they have acquired new investors, and they're going to build a pad, and they're going to drill a new well. But the well's going to cost about $6 million. So they would like a little consideration on getting an operating agreement. They can't, this lease doesn't expire till December 10, but they can't get a pad built and spud a well before December 10.
Right.
It's taken this long to put it all back together.
Okay. Well, thank you. We've already approved, but we'll be finally approving a little later on.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Segura.
Thank you, Mr. Strain. All right. Any other further questions? Okay. Item 14, 15, and 16 will be handled in executive session. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
Moved by Ms. Smith. Seconded by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We'll be in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of executive session. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Klein. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session.
Thank you. For item number 14, staff is requesting approval to respond to Chesapeake's counteroffer for an operating agreement. And our response would be subject to the terms that we discussed in executive session.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the staff's recommendation on item 14? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? Any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. For item number 15, staff is requesting authority to release KCS from any liability filed in the Devon Energy Company versus Gail Norton lawsuit, subject to a clean audit, which the audit has been conducted and it has come back with no exceptions. So staff is requesting authority to release KCS from any liability.
All right. Do we have any questions or discussion? If not, do you have a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. Item number 16 was simply an update on a new concursus petition that's been filed. No action is necessary from the board.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that concludes our agenda.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to adjourn? We have a motion to adjourn the Legal and Title Controversy Committee by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Let me call the docket committee to order. Roll call. Mr. Smith. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Harper. Mr. Segura. Mrs. Smith. Mr. Klein. And myself. We have a quorum. Good morning.
Morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the December 14th, 2011 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 5. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through item number 6. Item number 7 and item number 8, please approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. For items number 9 through items 15, please approve. Please approve item number 16, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item number 17. Please approve item number 18, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 19 through items number 22. Item number 23, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 24 through items number 42. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 7. For item number 8, please approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. And please approve items number 9, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the committee concerning the recommendation to the staff? Any from the public? I have a motion to approve staff recommendations. Moved by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And there will be no further business. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. We have about 10 minutes before the board meeting, so we'll reconvene at 11 o'clock. Regular board meeting to order. Ms. Talik, we have a roll call, please.
Mr. Harper? Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Ingram? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Klein? We have 6 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. All right, item 2 is the approval of the November 9th, 2011 minutes. Do you have a motion for approval of those minutes? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. Any questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. Those committees are the A, Lease Review Committee, the B, Nomination and Track Committee, C, the Audit Committee, D, the Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, the Docket Review Committee. Do we have a motion to accept those committee recommendations? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, we'll go into recess for our technical briefing. It may be about 30 minutes or so. We'll be back after that. Do I have a motion to go into executive session or recess for executive session? Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Klein. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in regular session, come out of executive session. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're back in regular session. Okay, Mr. Vaughn, are we ready?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, track number 42372, the staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. On 42375, staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. And 42378, staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. On track number 42379, the staff recommends that the bid of K Exploration Company be accepted and that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. On track number 42382, staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. And on 42383, the staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. On 42384, the staff recommends that the bid by Scheffler Energy Group be rejected for improper check. On 42385, the staff recommends that the bid by On 42385, the staff recommends that the bid by Southern Title and abstract company be accepted, and the southern bid overlaps the Delta Land title bid, so there will be no option. On track number 42386, the staff recommends that the two bids by Delta Land and Title LLC be accepted. As to the bid of Southern Title and Abstract Company, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that Southern Title and Abstract Company be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Delta Land and Title LLC at Southern Title and Abstract Company's bid price. On track number 42387, the staff recommends that the bid of Delta Land and Title LLC be accepted. As to the second bid of Southern Title and Abstract Company, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that the Southern Title and Abstract Company be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Delta Land and Title LLC at Southern Title and Abstract Company's bid price. On track number 42388 through 42406, the staff recommends that these bids be rejected for insufficient consideration, and that the tracks be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 42407, the staff recommends that the bid of just to go back and clarify something, on tracks numbers 42388 through 42406, the staff recommends that these bids be rejected for insufficient consideration and that they be re-advertised with minimums. There were no bids on 42407. On track number 42408, we're recommending that the bid of MRC Energy Company be accepted. On 42409, we're recommending that the bid by MRC Energy Company be accepted. On 42412, we're recommending that the bid of Ballard and Company be accepted. On 42413, we're recommending that the bid by Ballard and Company Incorporated be accepted. On 42414, we're recommending that the bid by Ballard and Company be accepted. On 42416, we're recommending that the bid by West Grove Energy Holdings be accepted. On 42418, we're recommending that the bid by Swift Energy Operating be accepted. On 42419, we're recommending that the bid by Swift Energy Operating be accepted. On 42421, we're recommending that the bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this tract be re-advertised with minimum. On 42422, we're recommending that the bid by Blue Energy Limited be accepted. And on track number 42423, we're recommending that the bid by Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties Incorporated be accepted. On 42424, we're recommending that the bid by Silso Oil Corporation be accepted. And on 42425, we're recommending that the bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services be accepted. On 42426, we're recommending that the bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services be accepted. And on 42427, we're recommending that the bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services be accepted. And that concludes the staff's recommendations, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Are there any questions or discussion on any of those bids? Is there any public comment? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to accept the staff's recommendation on the bids that were read. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. Any further discussion or questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Those bids are awarded. Now, there were the bid submitted on track number 42372 was rejected for improper bid. And so at this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer that track number 42372 for bidding from the floor. I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. So track number 42372 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 42372 containing 1,737.71 acres? Acres.
Yes.
Okay. Could you identify yourself?
And Laura Warren. I'm with Scheffler Energy Group.
Okay.
Pat Theopolis, owner-president of Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services on behalf of Scheffler Energy Group.
All right. And the track number? 42372.
42372. And we're bidding on the entire acreage.
Okay.
Bonus of 3,400. I'm sorry, $347,542. Price per acre is $200 an acre. The rental would be $173,771 and 21% royalty.
All right. Are there any other bids on the floor for track number 42372? Going once, going twice. Bidding on track number 42372 is now closed. What is the staff's recommendation?
Mr. Chairman, could she repeat the bonus bid on the track, please?
The bonus is $300,047 and yes, read it.
Okay, your cash bonus will be $347,542 or $200 per acre. Our rental will be $173,771. Our royalty is 21%.
Okay, thank you. The staff would recommend that that bid be accepted.
Okay. So we have a motion to accept that bid by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. Smith. Any public comments? If not, with a second, a motion and a second. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. And that bid is awarded. All right. There, the bid submitted for track number 42375 was rejected by the board for improper bid. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42375 for bidding from the floor. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Track number 42375 is now offered for bidding on the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on tract number 42375 containing 1,408.09 acres?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 42375, we're bidding on the entire 1,408 acres, 0.09. Bonus per acre is 316,820.25. Rental will be $225 per acre. I'm sorry. And the rental would be $158,410.13. And 21% royalty.
Okay. And the cash bonus again, that was
$316,820.25.
And that's Scheffler Energy.
Scheffler Energy.
Okay. Are there any other bids for on the floor from track number 42375? Are there any other bids for track number 42375 going once? Going twice? The bidding on track number 42375 is closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 42375?
The staff would recommend that the bid from Scheffler Energy Group be accepted, Mr. Chairman.
All right, great. Do I have a motion and a second to accept the staff's recommendation on track number 42375? Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries and that bid is awarded. All right, the bid submitted on track number 42378 was rejected by the board for improper bid. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42378 for bidding from the floor. Do I have a motion and a second? I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Ms. Smith for track number 42378. It is offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 42378 containing 1,286.13 acres?
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay.
Okay, we'd like to bid on the entirety. We're offering the state a cash payment of $257,226. Or $200 per acre. Our rental will be $128,613. Our royalty is 21%.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Again, on the entirety, I'm getting a little confused on this one myself.
Track number 42378.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm sorry. Okay, on track 42378, we're offering the state a cash payment of $192,919.50 or $150 per acre. Again, $192,919.50 or $150 per acre. Our rental will be $96,459.75. Again, the rental is $96,459.75. The royalty is 21%.
All right. Are there any other bidders on the floor for track number 42378?
Pat, say your name.
My name is Pat Theophilus again, and I'm here on behalf of Scheffler Energy Group, Inc.
All right. Are there any other bidders on the floor for track number 42378? Any other bidders from the floor for track number 42378 going once, going twice? Bidding on track number 42378 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on bid?
The staff would recommend that the bid of Scheffler Energy Group be accepted, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a motion and a second to accept the staff's recommendation on track number 42378? Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold, any public comment or questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries and that bid is accepted. The bid submitted on track number 2382 was rejected by the board for improper bid. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42382 for bidding from the floor. Do I have a motion and a second for track number 42382? I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Ms. Smith. Any public comments or questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Track number 42382 containing 724.51 acres.
Yes, sir. I'd like a bid, please.
Okay.
Again, my name is Pat Theopolis on behalf of Shuffler Energy Group, Inc. We'd like to bid on the entire. Our cash payment is $217,353. Again, $217,353 or $300 per acre. Our rental is $108,676.50. Again, $108,676.50. Our royalty is 22% royalty.
Okay. Could you repeat those numbers again?
Sure.
For 42382.
Okay, again, on track 42382, we're bidding on the entirety. The cash payment is $217,353 or $300 per acre. Our rental is $108,676.50, and our royalty is 22%.
All right. Are there any other bids on the floor for track number 42382? Are there any other bids on the floor for track number 42382 going once, going twice? Bidding on track number 42382 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid?
The staff would recommend that the bid on track 42382 by Shuffler Energy Group be accepted.
Oh, wait.
It's recommended?
Recommended it be accepted, Mr. Right. Chairman.
With the staff's recommendation, do I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendation on track number 42382? Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Klein. Any public comment or questions by the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That bid is accepted and awarded. The bid submitted on track number 42383 was rejected by the board for improper bid. This time I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42383 for bidding from the floor. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. We have a second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Track number 42383 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids from the floor on track number 42383 containing 274.20 acres?
Yes, sir, you do.
Okay.
Again, my name is Pat Theopolis on behalf of Shuffler Energy Group. We've been on the entirety. We offer the state a cash payment of $82,260. Again, $82,260 or $300 per acre. The rental is $41,130. Again, $41,130. The royalty is 22%. Again, $41,130, we are our rental, and the royalty is 22%.
All right. Are there any other bids from the floor on track number 42383? Any other bids on the floor from track number 42383 going once, going twice? Bidding on track number 42383 is now closed. staff's recommendation on the
bid? The staff would recommend that the bid by Sheffler Energy Group on track 42383 be accepted, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do I have a motion and a second to accept the staff's recommendation on track number 42383? Moved by Mr. Klein, seconded by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Any questions by the board? All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. All right. The bid submitted on track number 42384 was rejected by the board for improper bid. I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 42384 for bidding from the floor. I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Track number 42384 is now offered for bidding from the floor. Do I have any bids for the, on the floor for track number 42384 containing 843.57 acres?
Yes, sir, you do. My name is Pat Theophilus on behalf of Sheffler Energy Group, Inc. We'd like to bid on the entire. We're offering the state a cash payment of $168,714. Again, $168,714 or $200 per acre. Our rental will be $84,357. Again, $84,357. Our royalty is 21%.
What is the primary term you're bidding on?
Yes.
These will be...
these are offshore.
This will be 5 year terms.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Three.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be five. I know 5 years is your normal offshore. Five years, please.
Would it be the same primary term for all of your other bids?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, what's the staff's recommendation on the bid received for track number 42384?
One minute, Mr. Chairman.
Excuse me, is that 5 year term?
Yes, sir. We'd like a 5 year on all of them, please, sir.
These tracks are in all shores up to 5 years. But the original bids were 3 years. But, I mean, it can be changed.
Does that change the...
No, I mean, they don't have to... The original bids were 3 years, but they don't have to bid 3 years.
Given that the original bids were 3 years and the floor bids are 5 years, does that change the staff's recommendations on any of those?
No, the bids are fine at 5 year term.
So, the staff's recommendation on 42384?
The staff would recommend that the bid by Sheffler Energy Group be accepted.
All right. So, the staff recommends approval or that the bid is acceptable on 42384. Do I have a motion and a second to accept that bid? I have a motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Klein. Any public comments? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. That bid is awarded.
Just wanted to make sure it wasn't in the track.
All right, item six. Do we have any announcements? Thank you, Mr. Vaughn.
We have two announcements. First of all,
Thank you.
First of all, the total for today's lease sale is $4,195,727.58. bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to approximately $16.2 million. The other announcement is the next month, the board meeting is on January 11th. Please note that Monday, January 9th, is a state holiday in the city of Baton Rouge, and the office will be closed, and bids will not be able to be delivered that day. The bid deadline will still be noon on Tuesday, January 10th.
All right. Are there any other announcements? I'd like to wish everybody a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, if you can still say that. And without further ado, have a happy new year, and I'd like to entertain a motion for adjournment. Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We are adjourned. We'll see you next year. Thank you.